perforated gastric ulcer, causing mediastinal emphysema. It is worth noting that abdominal free gas from a perforated gastric ulcer may pass through the laxesophageal hiatus into the mediastinum and then continue up the neck and chest wall. This condition should be differentiated from esophageal perforation, and upper gastrointestinal angiography can clarify the diagnosis. In such patients, the pneumoperitoneum of laparoscopic surgery increases the pressure in the abdominal cavity, causing not only elevation of the diaphragm, but also allowing more gas to enter the mediastinum through the esophageal hiatus. Open surgery may be preferred. Thoracic epidural anesthesia combined with intravenous anesthesia can prevent the effect of mechanical ventilation on the mediastinum.